KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeat. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
NADRL test, NADRL clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
K9SXH, Oberlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXHTCADOA.
Hi, Rick. How are you doing on this beautiful, sunny day? Currently, it is 60. And a little filtering on the sun, but I'm going to call it sunny. So I'm sitting outside of my patio in the sun these days and just enjoying the day currently. And first contact I've had on this frequency in ages. Make my day. Thank you. How are you doing? What are you up to? And what's going on in your world? KA9SXH.
Well, not a whole lot new going on here, Terry. It's been a long time since I've heard you on the radio. It's been a while since I've been down here this time of day. Not a lot new going on here. Just trying to keep my head above water and trying to keep up with the leaves and stuff. So if the lawn guy's gone by and emptied my trash cans, I will go out and fill them up again.
All right. Well, yard waste by me, we have to dispose of on site. We can burn here. I did that yesterday, a lot of that, and today it would be too windy to do that, but I'm done with that. I'm all out of stuff currently to burn, except for the leaves that are currently laying on the grass. And over the next few days, we have a very windy forecast. I will wait until my leaves are all rearranged before I do anything else with them. And our garbage day was today, so my cans are also currently empty. Bye, guys. the city has a, they've hired a private company to cater the entire city, and the truck comes around at, or dark 30, for sure, these days. Got to get our stuff out the night before, Sunday night, for sure. It's normal for one of the trucks, either the garbage or the recycle, to show up around here 5-something, a little after, probably, maybe. So, sometimes there's two of them. The trash and the recycle go right together, and other times, no, it's one truck, and he must empty out and then come back and be a recycle truck, too. All kinds of stuff going on. You've got all kinds of projects, and I'm still putting away the garden harvest. I finished that today. The last of my jalapenos I froze for use this winter. And other projects, well, I'm putting a TV, I'm mounting a TV on one of the walls in the basement. My wife is getting an exercise bike. And TV's her hobby. She has to have that in front of her. I understand totally. Just like I have to have a radio in front of me all the time. Or device, such as is the case currently. Back to you.
Okay, good, Terry. Yep, we all have to have our hobbies. We all have to have our things to keep us busy and occupied. And we all have something a little different. We're all different. We're all individuals. That is what makes the world go around.
Yes, it is. Well, my wife, her hobby is TV, but she also spends a lot of time doing family things. A lot of time. She cooks a big meal either Saturday or Sunday. Sometimes both. Big meal. Everybody comes over. And she is also the family taxi for a number of people that don't currently drive and or need rides from here to there or whatever. And great-grandson, who's 7 these days. Sometimes she takes him to school and does other things with him. So this is all real neat in my book. And I'm looking forward to sitting in the shack a lot. I've been in the process of reworking things in there. And boy, I really made some progress recently. And pretty soon, I'm going to have my operating desk all rearranged and ready for my QRP HF rig, among other rigs. And currently, I use some HT in the shack. It's hooked to a real antenna. And I can make all the repeaters in the Milwaukee area. There's a lot, but like here, yeah, pretty quiet. Sometimes I can run them all and not find one to talk on, or somebody that will, but I talk. KA9SXH.
KA9SXH, KCHVOA. Yeah, sometimes it can be difficult to find someone on there, especially when the weather's nice, everybody's busy and outdoors and doing things, and or at work. And that's a lot of what goes on around here. So, yeah, it's interesting. I think the weather's going to change on us here shortly. So we need to enjoy the weather while we got it here.
Yes, it is. However, today, this afternoon, tomorrow, and Wednesday. It's supposed to be very windy. But tomorrow, the National Weather Service was saying a high of maybe 82 yesterday. I don't know if that still is or not, but wow. It's going to be incredible if it gets to be that temperature here this late in the year. In the past, I'm going to say it's normal and a gift to have one 80 degree in October, and we've already had a couple of those, but all early on in the month, as you might expect. And I'm also working on Christmas stuff already. How about that? And yesterday was City of New Berlin's trick-or-treat day from 4 to 7, so we had that. That sure is nice seeing the kids like that, for sure. And it's also equally as nice seeing all the parents that are involved these days, for sure. Back to you.
Oh, yes, ours is on the 31st. It's been that way from 6 until 8 p.m. And we'll see how it goes. I still have to go out and pick up candy yet. It's going up significantly from last year.
Yes, it has, for sure. Isn't that something? And also we have a Walmart supercenter near us, and they had stocking / items, whatever, resulting in empty places on the shelves, a lot of them for COVID, and that they still got some of it, but they're getting better at it. And I don't know. I think at this point I'm going to say maybe my particular store might need a new manager, one that can be on top of putting all of that stuff together a little bit better. For instance, one thing is sodas. They don't do that. You know, that's a phone call for them to have Coke or Pepsi or whatever come in and fill their shelves with that stuff and take care of those displays, which they do. KA9SXH.
Yeah, I hear you there, Terry, but some of that stuff's out of the manager's hands. They buy in such bulk that he has to order it from the central warehouse that he gets the product from at Walmart. And if they've got it, they've got it. If they don't, they don't. As far as the pop products go and stuff like that, it is not uncommon here to find that they don't have the product, and it's not uncommon for the supplier not to have the product, and that's been going on since COVID, and it's a lack of materials. I got a phone call I'm going to have to take, so I will catch you later. K9SXH, KCABOA.
No, go ahead. I will still be here. KCAVOA. KA9SXH.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
Okay, A9S, XH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Randall May. My call sign is KE8AHW. And I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow radio operators, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, speak slowly, provide your name, location, and tell us whether you have any traffic or an emergency.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or that plan on being in and out. If that's you, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave Bay City. No traffic, and I will be in and out.
At this time, is there any other operators who are mobile on short time or plan on being in and out. If you would, please call now. Okay, hearing none. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from any Echolink station. If you're on Echolink and you wish to participate, please call now.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, on Echolink in St. Ignace, Michigan.
Okay, again, do we have any other Echolink stations? Any other Echolink stations who wish to participate tonight? If so, please call now. Okay, hearing none at this time, I would like to begin to take regular check-ins. If you're a regular check-in, please call now.
Dave, WADW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8. Victor, Oscar, Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw Township.
This is KDA-PAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Quebec, Charlie, Oscar, Fred, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Okay, is there any other operators, any other regular check-ins? Again, if so, please call now.
Okay, KE8AHW, this is KD8MMH, Mike, up in St. Ignace, Michigan, on Echolink. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Randy. Good evening to you and everyone on the net this evening. Had one Mackinac Island ferry ticket left that expired the end of October and looked like it was going to be decent weather, so I decided to take a trip up to St. Ignace and the island today, make use of that, headed over to the island early in the morning and did a lot of walking, beautiful weather, a little bit on the chilly side in the morning, but it turned out to be not too bad, probably mid-50s or so by afternoon. So, all in all, a nice day, staying in St. Ignace right now. Quick reminder, one announcement, this Friday evening, 7 o'clock, out at Harry Brown Airport, will be our November monthly club meeting. So, I'd like to welcome, invite everyone to join us at the airport for our monthly club meeting. And I will also be doing it on a free conference call. We'll do it online also. I'll send an email out here in the next couple of days to remind everybody. This will be my only go-around too, Randy, so I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead and hope to see everybody Friday night for our club meeting. This is KD8MMH. Back to you, Randy. Thanks for doing the net tonight.
Thank you for joining us, KC8MMH.
We'll see you Friday night. Our next operator is WADW, then after Dave, NAQPR, Bob. WADW, please go ahead.
Okay, well, good evening there to you, Randy. K-E-A-D-H-W, W-A-D-W. Don't have a whole lot. Been just doing a lot of work trying to get leaves picked up, and everything looked really nice yesterday, but today, again, the leaves are still falling. I've got, on my lot, I have six maple trees, and three of them are almost there. Been picking those up right along, but the other three have not hardly dropped a leaf yet, so we're expecting some windy weather here the next couple days, so probably will not get to it till this near this weekend, but hopefully we'll be able to clear a lot of that up this weekend. I still think that the tree over front probably is going to be still loaded with leaves, but that's the way it is. I've been on the HF a couple times here. That's first time in quite a while other than the digital, so we got on and checked in a couple of nets and have been fun with that. So hopefully be doing that a little more as the weather turns, spend more time on the radio down there. Anyway, that's about all I got. This time around, we'll turn it back to the Randy. K-E-A-D-H-W, W-A-D-W.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, our next operator is NAQPR, Bob, and then after Bob, KCAPUA, Rick. NAQPR, please go ahead.
Well, good evening, Randy. Everybody else on the net. Yeah, beautiful weather, isn't it? In the 70s tomorrow on Wednesday. I'm not complaining at all. Loving it. But yeah, I got some leaves up yesterday, and I think I'll wait till it's supposed to rain tonight, so I'll wait till Wednesday, I think, to do my second sweep of the yard, and before the rain comes on Thursday. It's more rain, I guess, but we'll do that, and last week, towards the end of September, I wanted to close my trailer that I have up in Lupton, and my pump didn't work, so I just blew the water out of the lines, and last week I went up, me and my brother went up, he wanted to go for a ride, so I said, oh, come on, let's go up to the campground, and I replaced the pump, and I was pretty sure I knew it was wrong with the old one, but I didn't want to take a chance, so I just replaced it, and I got antifreeze in the lines, closed her up. And I come home and I fixed the other pump. I knew there's a check valve was stuck on it, but I wasn't sure, so I bought a new one. So now I got a spare. And then today I closed my other trailer that I have parked in the yard and closed that and pushed it to the back. But I still haven't fixed the awning. The awning doesn't work. Last can't be tipped. I couldn't get it to work. I chased the power down to, well, it was coming out of the switch, both ways out of the switch, so it's either in the wire or the motor, and I started taking the cover off for the motor, and, well, lo and behold, screws stripped out, and there's eight screws, and I got four of them out. The other, looks like in one spot there isn't any screws, at least probing, I couldn't see any screws or feel any screws. Then the other two looks like I may have stripped them out, so I don't know what I'm going to do now. Drill them out and maybe buy a new cover. If you can, buy a new cover. But we'll see what happens. Maybe this fall or definitely in the spring. But with that said, back to Matt, NAQPR.
Thank you, NAQPR. Our next operator, KCAPUA, after Rick, KCAYBF, Ron. KCAPUA, please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy, and everybody on the net. Randy, thank you for doing the net tonight. Last night on Rag 2 Net, we had a little discussion on removing stickers.
and suggested I try some heat, and I was working with some thin plastic and so forth. I did try the heat. The heat did work quick and everything else, but not without distorting the plastic, so back to the WD-40 method, trying to get the stickers removed. Bob, you indicated rain tonight. I didn't know we had that in the forecast. I was hoping to get the leaves cleaned up tomorrow again. I took out all my leaves, all my containers that I had full of leaves for today, and I had enough leaves on the ground again to fill those containers. I had 11 containers of leaves out, and they get chopped up halfway decent, so try to keep the leaves from blowing down the road in the neighbor's yard if the wind's going to pick up. So that was my hopes. I can put some more leaves in the mulch container I got out behind the shed. That would probably work out. The stuff I put in last year is pretty much all broke down. So with that, I will pass it back to Net Control and be around for the 73 round. KCBOA.
Thank you, KCAPOA. My next operator, KCAYVF, that I have to run. KAPAZ Mini. KCAYVF, please go ahead.
Hello, Randy and everyone on the net. Hope everyone had a good week and weekend. I'm currently on a chat with the printer, 3D printer company. They sent me some filament, a refill that is way too wide to fit on the spool, so I have to come up with an order number here, so I will try and keep this one short. Had a good weekend, lots of work. Had a MICON meeting with National Weather Service Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock, ran only about just under an hour, so not a lot to cover this time. There wasn't very many people online or at the building, so there was maybe 16 people totally, and usually there's 30-plus people online and down at White Lake. After that, I've worked on leaves, mowed lawn to pick up leaves, blew leaves, and all of that stuff that time of the year. And then Saturday night we had a Halloween party at my daughter's house, so we left here a little about 3:30 or so and didn't get back to about 10 o'clock at night. So had a good time there. They had about 30 people that showed up, kind of came and gone throughout the night, so that was a good time. So I'll send it back to you, Randy, for the 73 round. I got to try and find this order for the person online here, so we'll send it back to you, KCYVF.
Thank you, KCAYVF. Our next operator is KD8PAZ, and then after me, KE8QCO Fred. This is KE8AHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KADAC repeater. Very well, our next operator is KD8PAZ. May please go ahead. Well, good evening, KE8AHW. This is KE8BAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net. And, Rick, I hope your wife is doing better and still praying for her and for Rob, too. And other than that, I've been working on a puzzle. Got that done. Started it Saturday afternoon and finished it this morning. Took a picture of it and put it on Facebook. So other than that, enjoying the nice weather. This is KD8BAZ back to KD8AHW. Thank you, KD8PAZ. Our next operator is KE8QCO Fred. Then after Fred, WADW Dave. Is KE8QCO, please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Randall, and everyone on the net. I've been doing a lot of the same as everyone else with the leaf raking and filled up my... I guess there's about 7 barrels, and then I did
probably 15 paper bags of leaves this weekend, and those are mostly from my neighbor's trees. So I got one tree in the back that's probably, I don't know, 3/4 of the way done. The one in the front is just starting, so got a lot more leaves coming, but I figured I should get them done before I go out of town this weekend to go up to hunting camp to do some bow hunting. So with that, I'll be back. This will be back tonight. This is KEA-QCO.
Thank you, KEA-QCO. All right, we're at the top of the list. WADW, Dave, and then after Dave, NAKPR, Bob. WADW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randy. I don't have a whole lot more. Like you said, it's probably going to be a busy weekend again doing leaves. I think I do the same as VOA does. I try to get everything out, and I've got, I got 6 barrels and 15 bags or 13 bags out there today, and probably have at least the same next week. So normally we go to about the middle of next month, picking leaves up, and we're all done. I've been hoping that happens. That's a few more weeks, and we'll be done anyway. Anyway, that's right, Randy. Thanks for doing it tonight. 73, see ya, and we'll catch you on down the lawn. KEADHW, WADW.
Thank you, WADW. Our next operator, N8KPR, then after Bob, KC8DOA, Rick. N8KPR, please go ahead.
Thanks again, Randy. Maybe somebody can help me here. I've had Echolink on my phone for a couple of years. Anyways, back in June, I had to validate it. I'm not in the system, so I don't know what happened there. But I haven't been at this study, but it seems like I'm a dog chasing my tail. Every time you go into verification, validation, and it's like I think one sends me here, one sends me there, and I never seem to figure out exactly what I got to do. Now, I've done it before because I had it for, like I said, a year or two, but for some reason, I don't know if something's changed or what, but I can't figure out what I'm supposed to do and where I'm supposed to go or what I'm supposed to send to what. For some odd reason, I don't know, I can't figure it out this time around, but somebody can direct me in the right direction. I appreciate it. Well, with that said, thanks for doing the net, Randy. And everybody have a great week. And I'll try and make the meeting this Friday. It's camping season's over, so I got some free time, at least as of now. Back to net control.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right, our next operator, KC8VOA Rick, and then after Rick, KC8YVF Ron. KC8VOA, please go ahead.
Thank you, Randy. So, many thank you for the prayers there. They tried to get the wife on to oral meds, and she is on oral meds right now. Although she appears she may be having a reaction to the oral meds. They're going to have to get that figured out. She was hoping to be able to go home tomorrow, but that may not be the case if they can't get this thing figured out. She's got stomach pain now, and she's having hot flash, redness in the face and everything else. So I don't know what's going on with that. I think she's having a reaction to medication, but I'll get that figured out there. Maybe just as well. My back's been acting up a little bit, so probably just as well that it rains tonight and tomorrow and work on the leaves on Wednesday then. But I will be probably run the mower over top, chop them up good, and then I'll stuff them up. It just makes it a lot less containers, but it makes containers very heavy. And with that, I'm going to say 73 and turn it back to KE8AHW from KC8BOA.
Thank you, KCAPOY. This is KEAHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. Very good. Our next operator is KC8YVF Ron, then after Ron, K8TAZ Mini. KC8YVF, please go ahead.
Evening again, Randy. Everyone on the net, I'm just going to keep this short. I still can't find my order number, and the one that I have, she does not recognize, and so I'm trying to get a replacement for this spool of filament that's too big, but the order I can't seem to find. I find the current one, which she doesn't show on her records, but okay. So I'm going to be out $20, I guess, so. All right, 73, everyone, have a good week. Friday coming up is the next club meeting, so hope to see everybody there. We'll talk to you later, KC8YVF Clear.
Thank you, KC8YVF. Our next operator, KD8PAZ, Mini. Then after Mini, KEAQCO, Fred. KD8KZ, please go ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Randy. This is KD8PAZ. Sounds like everybody's kind of busy raking up leaves, and I just sit here and watch them blow. So anyway, other than that, not much going on. Hope everybody has a good week and a good meeting on Friday night, and hopefully see some of you Saturday morning for club breakfast. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8AHW.
Thank you, KD8PAZ. Our next operator is KEAQCO Fred. KEAQCO, please go ahead.
Good evening again, and thanks for doing that tonight, Randall. Hopes everyone has a good week, and hopefully in a few weeks everybody will be done with all their leaves. With that, I'm going to say 7-3s, and back to net. This is KE8QCO.
Thank you for joining us, KE8QCO. And at this time, is there anyone else who would like to briefly join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net? If so, please call in now.
Randy, you can put me in and out. Kilowatt Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Keep it SWR.
Thanks for calling in, KB8SWR. Jeff, it's great to hear your voice. Be nice to see you again. All right. Any other operators? Any other operators who'd like to join us tonight, please call in now. Okay, hearing none, are there any closing comments or announcements for tonight's net for our list of operators? If so, please call now. Okay, hearing none, tonight, including myself, we have a total of 10 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those operators who participated in tonight's net. This is Randall May, KEAHW. This net is now closed. We're returning the frequency back to normal amateur radio use. 7-3 to everyone. May God bless. Have a safe night.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Welcome to the... K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.